Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Last Night with the Duke by Amelia Gray. Narrated by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. Don't say in private what you don't want to hear repeated in public. Miss Mamie Fortescue's do's and don'ts for chaperones, governesses, tutors, and nurses. Benedict Mercer's impatience was beginning to grow, and it didn't appear that the fourth Duke of Griffin's disposition would improve, judging by the fact that there was no one in the front office when he stepped into Miss Mamie Fortescue's employment agency. He removed his damp hat while noting the room was sparsely furnished with an old, inexpensive desk and a couple of chairs, but little else. "Not even a bed of warm coals in the fireplace to take the chill off the wet day," he grumbled to himself, holding his hat under his arm while he took off his leather gloves. Even the walls were bare of adornment, though they were littered with nails and the holes where paintings, mirrors, sconces, or something else had once hung. That no one was in attendance at the front shouldn't have surprised him, considering the way his luck had been running. It was bad enough hearing yesterday that rumours were swirling there might be retaliation against his sisters because of his past misdeeds, but then this morning he'd received word his aunt had taken to her sickbed and couldn't accompany the twins for the season. He would keep watch on them as much as possible in the evenings and make certain they didn't fall victim to a prankster or any bachelor seeking to get even with him.